morning, Ms. Wyatt. Can you hear me?
Yes, I've got on speaker now.
Okay. I'm getting ready to start the commission meeting.
Okay,
I've got 9:02 a.m. I'm going to call the Taney County Commission meeting to order Monday, June 21st, 2021. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 463810 through 463887, warrants 7732 through 7733, and two journal entries or transfers.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for June 14th and June 18th, 2021, regular session minutes. And I think we have some corrections on June 18th.
Move to approve regular session minutes for June 14th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sheila, on the June 18th, it was the 17 was gotten rid of, and then it says the motion died for lack of second. Is that right?
Yes.
Motion died for lack of second. So move to approve regular session minutes for June 18th with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Health Department update.
Start with non-COVID items, since I feel like you all might have some questions COVID-related. So just some of our general updates is we do have our environmental health inspectors out in the field. Just want to let you guys know that we're doing all of our normal inspections. We are seeing just that our folks might be a little bit rusty or understaffed, so we're really encouraging businesses to give us a call if they have questions prior to us coming out there. We want to be sure we're using their time wisely and our time wisely. So we like to be educators before enforcers, so we want to be sure that people are giving us calls and just know that we're available if they have questions about their operations. In our clinical staff, we are now back to having people in the building, so we're doing our normal vaccinations, things like TB readings, those kinds of things. And so we do have a back-to-school clinic that's coming up, so we're encouraging those kiddos that need those back-to-school vaccinations to give us a call and get scheduled for that. That's in July. So that will be happening in the near future. And then with our WIC program, the federal program has now increased fruit and vegetable benefits on the WIC package. So for those that are participants in our WIC program, they can get some additional benefits on their fruit and vegetable package. So we encourage them to ask about that. It's certainly something that we offer when they're coming in to get their cards refilled. So those are kind of our normal operation updates. We're sort of back to business as usual. We are seeing, as far as COVID goes, that our numbers are increasing at this point in time. So, but we are still doing our normal operations. We have a staff that's still working cases. We're leaning very heavily on technology. So we're still utilizing that text notification system. Some emails and surveys and that nature to get the cases taken care of. So just to let you know kind of where we're sitting, that we have about 84 new cases from the 12th through the 18th. So we are definitely seeing kind of an incremental steady increase of cases. So we look at our new cases every day. And so, for example, this past week we've had at least 10 new cases every day. And we've seen that just slowly increase over the past month. We really started to see our numbers swing upward in May. and have seen that continue into June. So we lean very heavily on the state health department's website, which is where we pull the majority of our information and data from. And so our positivity rate, which is the number of people that actually test positive after testing, has kind of been bouncing a lot all over the place. So we saw last Monday we pulled the numbers and they were at 14%. On Thursday they were at 19%. However, we've seen a decline this morning and they're at 10%. So like I said, we kind of see that bounce all over the place just a little bit right now. So we're just keeping an eye on what that might mean. And of course, we look at what's called a 7-day rolling average. And so that's acknowledging that, you know, one day you might have 20 new cases, one day you might have 8 new cases. And so there's an average in between the two. So we do lean on that 7-day rolling average so that we're not, you know, reporting a 1-day spike or anything like that. It's more of what's happened over the last 7 days. So what does that picture look like? I will tell you that we are seeing some of the Delta variants in our county here, so it is definitely here. The Delta variant is more contagious, and so that is why we get a little bit more concerned about that one, is because it's more easily spread, and especially among the unvaccinated population. So our vaccination percentages, we've got about 24% that have completed the series, and so that means they've either had one dose of Johnson & Johnson or two doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna. And then we've got 27% that have at least initiated one of those COVID shots. So so we're sitting somewhere in there. So our county, in comparison to the state, I think the state's sitting closer to 40% for those that are completely vaccinated. So we're definitely below the state average. And we are encouraging everybody, even with the Delta variant that is more contagious, you know, really it's still all the same prevention measures. So vaccine is the best line of defense. Those are widely available. We still offer those at the health department, or healthcare systems offer those. You can go places like Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, basically any of your local pharmacies are offering those as well. So widely available. Most places don't even require an appointment, so a lot of your pharmacies don't. Your healthcare systems and the health department, we do require appointments. But that's something that somebody could call and we get them scheduled pretty quick. So again, vaccination is the best line of defense on that, so we're really promoting that heavily. We've also been offering out to our local business community that if, you know, other businesses, organizations, agencies, churches, if they want us to bring a vaccine clinic to them, we'll bring it to them. We're happy to take that offsite. We want to be sure that we're meeting our community where they are. And we also want to make sure that, you know, transportation isn't an inconvenience or barrier. So we're working very diligently to make this as convenient as possible. So I do encourage, if there's an organization, church, business that wants us to bring a vaccine clinic to them, we will do that. And it does not have to be for a large number of individuals. So, you know, we like to get at least 10, but we'll come out for fewer than that, because we really think it's more important to get people vaccinated at this point in time than worry about the numbers. So again, vaccinations, also things like the hand hygiene, staying home if you're sick, those sort of things that we've been talking about all along are the best prevention techniques at this moment. And I'm going to pause there and see if you'll have any questions I can answer.
Lisa, it may be too early, but on the Johnson vaccine, do you have statistics to know how proven effective it's been against the Delta version?
So I've not seen any specific numbers on the Delta. So we do see with the Delta variant, our current vaccines are a little bit less effective. However, no vaccine is 100% effective. And with Pfizer and Moderna, overall, they've got in the 90% effective against COVID. And so just to put that in the perspective, the annual flu vaccine is around 70%. So they're still highly effective, but I don't know that we've really seen that Johnson & Johnson has been out long enough to see what the actual in practice numbers are as far as effectiveness against Delta, just because that's not, we don't test every single person to see if it's a Delta variant. The state health department, they take a random sampling. So I don't think we've seen enough from that actual Delta to be able to tell that at this point in time.
Did you say that the Moderna and Pfizer is 90% or over 90% effective on COVID? Is that the Delta variant or is that
that's the original strains? COVID. And I think we're seeing somewhere between 70% and 80%
on the Delta.
So still highly effective. So we still encourage people to get that. it is, you know, more contagious, which is why we really try to push that, just because we're starting to see that with that random testing, we're seeing a pretty decent number of Delta positives. So.
And then with the sewer checking, mm-hmm. is that also showing the same data?
It is, yeah. So with the sewer shed study, it is not a 100% guarantee. And obviously, we can't tell if those were residents that were here, if they were visitors, but they definitely have found what indicates the presence of Delta in our community.
Mm-hmm. And did you say Taney County's at 24% on their vaccination mm-hmm. rate?
Yeah, okay. For those that are fully vaccinated, fully. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, those are widely available. We're happy to take those out in the community if there's, you know, an agency that wants us to bring those to them, a business. You know, we really, one of the biggest advantages of being vaccinated is that if you are exposed, you don't have to quarantine. So there's definitely a business benefit to that, but we want to make sure our business community is aware of and that they have access to that if they'd like us to bring that out for them.
Now, the vaccines help you prevent it from you getting it. Mm-hmm. Do we know if it helps or prevents the spread of it?
So that's a good question. So,
Lisa, if you don't mind, just repeat the question.
Oh, sure. So the question was, does the vaccine help prevent the spread? And so, like I said, there's no vaccine that's 100% effective. And so if you were one of that small percentage that had it, typically what you'd see would be lesser symptoms. So instead of having the severe symptoms or hospitalizations, it might be more of a light cold. And so that is when you could potentially expose others if you were to be in that small percentage. So it does not prevent the spread of infection in the case that you did have it. And so that's why we still encourage everybody to get vaccinated if they're able to do so, because that does not prevent spread if you are positive.
What were the cases like the same time last year? We were at 84 new cases, you said, from the 12th mm-hmm. to the 18th.
Yeah, so we really started to see our numbers increase around the 4th of July time period last year. So at this point in time, and I apologize, I don't have those exact numbers, but at this point in time last year, if I'm recalling, you know, we were seeing fewer than 10 new cases a week. So I'm just thinking of the press releases that we would put out whenever we had one case. So we would put out a press release this time of year that said we have, you know, one new case, you know, this week, whereas, or this day, whereas we're seeing routinely 10 new cases a day right now. So definitely at a higher level. And we do have a good portion of our highest risk population vaccinated. So those that are over 65,
isn't
which
that like
is
over
helpful.
70%?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last I've seen. Yep. So we've got a pretty good number of those that are, our highest risk, which is good. Mm-hmm.
Which vaccinations are you all offering? Are you all offering all of them, or just a certain?
Sure. So we have access to all three. Right now, we're largely doing Moderna, and that's because that's what we have on hand. We've not had in our department a lot of demand for Johnson & Johnson. That's not to say that we couldn't get it. Pretty much, vaccines are very readily available for even health departments and other healthcare providers for whatever we wanted to use. With Pfizer, that's available for those that are 12 and up. So we had Pfizer on hand because we recently did some 12 and up clinics. So we can have access to it, but at the moment we just happen to have Moderna on hand. Mm-hmm.
Lisa, this question may have been asked. I just didn't catch it. If I've been vaccinated, can I still be a carrier to someone else that's not been vaccinated? Do we know that? Is it too early?
So that's a good question. I don't have the answer for that offhand. So I'll go back and ask our staff and get that information for y'all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions?
I have a quick question for you. Are you seeing, so with those that are vaccinated, are you seeing any differences between those who have had COVID previously and then are vaccinated on top of that? Are they still spreading it if they don't?